From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Whataboutism Wanda in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Wanda was a small weasel, warm brown with creamy patches, a nose that never stopped twitching, and quick eyes that darted around, always sniffing out trouble or a way out of it. She had one signature move. The second anyone said she'd done something wrong, her ears would flatten, her tail would flick, and she'd point at someone else. But what about them? She wasn't a villain. She was a teacher, doing the deflection right out in the open, pointing at a third person's mess to pull attention off her own, so you could learn to feel that quick little puff of relief it gives, and notice how fast it fades, leaving the real problem exactly where it was.
Wanda's deflection grew from a squirmy dislike. She hated being told what to do, hated the feeling of blame landing on her. And she'd learned young that if she just pointed somewhere else fast enough, but Jimmy left his boots out, everyone's eyes would swing away from her, at least for a moment, and the squirmy feeling would ease. It worked in the smallest, shortest way. The eye swung away and then swung right back because her own mess was still sitting there. Jimmy's boots never once tidied Wanda's socks. Her deflection didn't erase a single thing she'd done. It just bought her 3 seconds and left the actual problem to fester. She used the trick for years before she admitted it never fixed anything. It only moved the spotlight. That was the trick she decided to teach.
Wanda slipped into Logic Quest, nose twitching, and darted her quick eyes up at Inspector Logos. What is whataboutism? It's dodging a criticism about me by pointing at some other person's wrongdoing, Wanda said. Somebody says, your room's a mess, and I say, well, what about their room? So we stop talking about mine, her tail flicked. I do it when I don't want to face what I did. It gets a quick puff of relief. The skill is spotting the deflection and going back to the first problem, the one that's actually mine to fix. Inspector Logos nodded. Someone else's mess, somewhere else, never cleans up yours. Catching the deflection is the job, she smiled. Hired. Try to sit still.
Wanda's lesson landed one sunny afternoon when her friend Pip stood in her doorway, holding her nose. Wanda, your room is a disaster. A pile of socks sat beside a half-eaten sandwich. A forgotten science project glittered under a bedsheet. Wanda's nose twitched, and there it was, the move fired. Oh, my room. What about your room, Pip? I saw a whole tower of books in your corner yesterday. My books are neat, and they're not moldy sandwiches. And Wanda caught it, the flick, the point, the swing of the spotlight, and made herself set the comic down, because this was the lesson. Okay, freeze. Watch what I just did. Pip pointed at my mess, and I pointed at Pip's books, a totally different room, so nobody'd look at my sandwich. She sat up. Here's how you catch a deflection every time. First, did they actually talk about the first problem, or just push it away toward someone else? Second, is it even true that the other person did it? Sometimes it isn't. Third, even if it is true, does that make your problem okay? Almost always, no. And to get back on track, you just say, okay, but we were talking about this. What about this? She glanced, a little sheepish, at her sandwich. Pip's books don't make my socks tidy. Only tidying my socks does that.
Later, after Wanda had actually cleaned her room, socks in the basket, sandwich in the bin, she sat in the doorway of a room that finally smelled okay, and her twitchy nose went still. That puff of relief, she said quietly, when you push the blame onto someone else, it feels good for exactly one tiny second. I know it better than anybody. She looked back at the clean room. But it never lasts, because the mess is still yours, still waiting. What actually feels good, really good, deep down settled, is this: fixing your own thing and letting it be done, and sitting in a room that's actually clean. She gave a small, honest smile. Spotting the deflection is the skill. But that settled, nothing left hanging feeling when you handle your own mess instead of pointing away, that's the one worth chasing. It's the feeling I'm still learning to chase myself. Come catch me whenever my nose starts twitching towards someone else.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Whataboutism Wanda, released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.